It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away and then opened with smiles and giggles. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious gifts of all. I'm Whitney Meese, advisory board member of the Mountain Home Salvation Army. This year, with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty by making a donation. Enlist in Love's Army at SalvationArmyUSA.org. or by texting kettles to 91999.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome into week 10, the final week of the regular season for high school football in Arkansas. I'm Sonny Elliott, sitting in for Brad Haworth this week on the Coach Steve Airey Show. Coach, boy, that game last week, defensively, I bet that went about as well as you ever thought it could.
That was a coach's dream right there. You know, they have a tendency to move the football, throw the football around the yard, and defense, other than one play, was just a dominant performance. And then, you know, obviously I let off the gas a little bit in the fourth quarter, just didn't want to give up a big score. Played a little prevent defense, and we got a pick, but they did rack up a few yards. I was so proud of those guys. I really was.
Well, so many three and outs to start the ball game, and they never got off of their side of the field. It gave yourself great field position. Just seemed like the anticipation that was there, especially in the second half, of some great efforts there individually and team-wise. What is it you feel like that just made everything click? Because, like I know, this is a high-powered offense, and there were some concerns there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like I told our kids, you know, we played pretty well at the Benton game, and we blew about four. There's about four plays we didn't make tackles on. Got in a Siloam game, played pretty good all night. They took one away from us in the end zone, and they got a score out of it and a couple pass interferences. But, you know, I just kept telling the kids, man, we race four plays a night. Lake Hamilton, same way, just race four plays, and we're gonna have a nice defense, and that nice defense finally transpired, you know, the other night. And I've been waiting for it. I thought it would happen. We just had to grow up a little bit and get comfortable with our scheme and stick with it. We about changed everything at one point on our back end as far as coverage. And I said, I'm not going to do it. This is what I believe in. So, we're just getting better every week right now.
Well, you talked about you had the one play that they scored on one play, and it produced, you know, almost half of their offense on that long play. And that was kind of looked like an aggressive play. The defensive back broke on the football, and I'm not sure if he was going for the swat or maybe even the pick, just misjudged it a little bit.
Yeah, I think he just mistimed his jump a little bit. I think he was going to try to pick it, and he saw it. Just one of those deals, he mistimed his jump, and it didn't work out for him. So,
I tell you what, anyway, was really impressive was that the box up front. Those defensive linemen were in the backfield all night long. Gage Lindsey had so many batted balls that he knocked down, and then it was just seemed like it was just never let them get in any kind of comfort zone whatsoever.
I was really impressed with the way they played. You know, Quentin and Zach have really not played any defense. We moved them over there to give them some reps, and they have turned out to be really, 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 really an asset to defense. And Gage is getting better every week. Dax Hickman has done a good job with Moses Adams being out, and Ofa Valdez, he's just getting better every week too. So really proud of those guys. And you're right, I don't do a lot of blitz. So when it comes to pressure, it's on those front four.
Well, what do you say about those kind of progressions? Like you mentioned with Ofa, I mean, some of these guys almost seem like they're a little bit different player than they were, you know, 6 weeks ago.
I think just learning the scheme, I think, you know, the scheme was all new to them. And, trusting their coach. I mean, I think in the past they've not been very disciplined. They just kind of play. But there's a reason why we play what we play and why we call what we call, why we do what we do. I think the kids are finally figuring out that through game planning and preparation, you can have yourself ready to be a good football team on Friday.
Well, it sure was an excellent effort. We'll come back in just a moment and talk a little bit about the offensive things from the win over Russellville. You're listening to The Steve Airey Show right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, life well planned.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you on the Head Coach Steve Airey Show, head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers, and the Bombers have a big one tonight against Little Rock Parkview. But last week, they had a pretty good offensive night, 24 points against Russellville, and played the football game a little bit different. Seemed like I won't say you weren't aggressive, but you definitely were able to get that lead and then grind on them.
Yeah, we was going to try to rely on a run game pretty heavy. We got up, and we knew that they were capable of scoring quickly, you know, because they did throw the ball pretty well. Though they didn't throw it very well the other night, they got a lot of potential to throw the ball well. So, but we got up 24, and that was one of the things, you know, talked to Coach Ackles, man, they can score any second. Let's see if we can work some clock and get out of here and keep them out of their rhythm, you know. And we leaned on our offensive line and our run game, and good things happened for us.
We had another real nice pass reception from Logan Walker. Seems like, you know, you talked about defensive players developing. We're seeing the offensive players, they're also continuing to develop their game as well.
Logan makes one fantastic catch a week, it seems like, one of those highlight reel catches. And I think it's probably his baseball background. It looks like he's played center field or something because he tracks the ball really well. And he's one of the better receivers, you know. We threw the ball as much as everybody else. He probably has some major yards. He's definitely been a difference maker in our passing game.
And I know you like to be balanced, so how's this offense kind of evolved throughout the season? It seemed maybe almost a little pass heavy early, but it's kind of, you know, coming back around, and whatever the defense gives you, that's what you decide to do, isn't it?
Yeah, you try to keep the defense off balance. It's what we try to do, but I'm telling you, it seems like right now, some nights we throw the ball well, some nights we don't. We're pretty inconsistent at this point, so we kind of leaned on the other night. What are we doing better tonight? And we ran the football a little better than we threw the football. So, again, you know, we had some receivers out. Malik was out. You just get in that pickle sometimes where you got to kind of do what's effective, what the defense is giving you.
How do you feel like your offense, you know, that consistency would be the one thing that you'd really like to see get lined out as we come here toward the end of the season and a big playoff game?
You know, it just seems like our offensive line has got to give us better protection. Bryce has got to have more confidence in his receiving core. He tends to lean on Logan a little bit, and he's starting to sprinkle in Dawson a little bit. But other than that, he's not really had a whole lot of confidence in some of these other kids. So, you know, going forward, one of the things we got to do is we have to develop better skill set. Our confidence is better where the quarterback can throw it all over the field rather than just getting that one or two targets, you know. But people have to start defending everybody instead of defending one or two guys. We felt like, you know, toward the end they were bracketing Logan. They was put a guy up pressing him. They had a safety over the top of him, which makes it hard to get him the ball. That's what happens when you start singling out one guy to throw to.
Yeah, definitely have to get some variety there. All right, Coach, we'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about a big matchup with the Little Rock Parkview Patriots. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanksgiving is a joyful time of year, but for the needy and the lonely in our community, Thanksgiving is often just another day. I'm Salvation Army Advisory Board Member Whitney Meese. We are honored to host a drive-through Thanksgiving meal on November the 25th from 3 to 6 at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. If you'd like to volunteer, call the Salvation Army, or if you can, help by dropping off a turkey or a ham before November the 20th. Join us in providing help and hope for the holidays.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from RVS Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at RVS Bank, go Bombers!
Back with you on the Coach Steve Airy Show, Classic Hits 101.7. Steve, tonight is a matchup with the Little Rock Parkview Patriots, very talented team. Team has been struck, though, by the COVID bug and has not played everyone in this conference, has not played the top teams in this conference. What have you seen out of the Patriots so far?
Well, you're going to get a very athletic team. Well, they played fast. They played fast on both sides of the ball. They're physical. They're going to rely heavy on the run game. Defensively, they're physical. They're one of the better defenses in the league. And again, they dodged Greenwood and Lake Hamilton, but I believe they're 5-1. But you're playing good ball, like 5-1 football in this conference.
Well, the Patriots have Landon Rogers back there at quarterback. You know, he's a Razorback commit, and he's a very athletic quarterback. What do you think is going to be the biggest thing? I've kind of noticed on film, he can be a little inconsistent in the passing game, but I think he's one of those kind of home run hitters, isn't he?
He's a home run hitter, and he's a dual threat quarterback. So when you circle the dual threat there, what side are you going to start? You're going to circle the athlete. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he can run over you, he can run around you. But he's just extremely, extremely dangerous when he has a ball in his hands. And it doesn't matter whether it's throwing and scrambling or whether it's running the football out of quarterback run game. Read game, a lot of read game.
They also like to get a little adventurous. They'll do some trickeration in the backfield as well.
They sure will. They have athletes everywhere. When you have speed like they have, you got to try to find ways to get all those guys the ball. And hey, that kind of football is fun to practice. It's fun to play. And, you know, they run one last week and they fumbled the ball. And got to scoop and score. Siloam did, or somebody did. My games are running together here. I think it was Siloam got a scoop and score on a reverse pass. So, yeah, they got a bag of tricks.
Well, when they set up and they just run the football, is it basically everything off that zone read, or do they have a lot of, will they go power on you? What kind of running attack do they like to employ? Or are they really trying to hit the edges?
It's funny. They're a lot like us, except they do a lot of it out of two-back. They're going to run power. They're going to run counter. They're going to run power read. They're going to run counter. We run a counter sweep read. I don't know what the correct term for that is, but it's a read play where you read sweep, give the sweep, or your quarterback keeps it on the counter play, and they run that, and it's a lot of the same stuff we run. It really is a lot like what Harrison runs. So anyway, we've seen it. Should be good. We should be able to see it, and hopefully we can defend it.
Well, when they do throw the football, what kind of plays? Some of the stuff that I've seen looks like they just kind of like to throw a deep ball, that they don't really have a consistent passing game. They're a home run team all around, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to throw the deep ball. They're going to throw the vertical passing game at us, and they're going to throw the bubbles and the we call them now screens, where you just the quick screen. The guy just takes two steps and comes back to the ball, but you're gonna get that stuff. And I think they throw the ball a little bit short early. See if they can get a little confidence in the quarterback's head. And when they need a big play or they got one to burn, like on a second and short, look out, because they may go for the home run ball on you.
Besides the quarterback, what is the biggest concerns with slowing their offense down?
You know, it's just tackling a slippery running back. You know, they've got two running backs back there that are very elusive. And when they get you in the open field, they have the ability to make you miss. Not going to really blister you with a big, powerful running back. It's going to be a guy that's – you couldn't hardly tackle him in a phone booth. You know, he's going to be a guy that's really shifting, going to make you miss. So we're going to have to get to the – two and three hats to the football in case he makes somebody miss.
Well, as well as your defense is playing, how do you feel going in? How's this week been in defensive practice?
We've looked pretty sharp, to be honest with you. We're finally set into the defensive scheme, and I think the kids all understand the responsibilities. We've been okay in the box and not been very good on the back end, and I feel like our back end has gotten better the last 3 weeks. And really since the second half of the Van Buren game, we've gotten better. So anyway, I expect them to be a little better Friday night. I expect a real good defensive performance.
All right, we'll come back and talk a little bit about your offensive strategies going into the Parkview game. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back with you, I'm with head coach Steve Airey of the Mountain Home Bombers. Steve, you know, a lot of people at the beginning of the year, they didn't know what to expect, how the first year was going to be here for you and your new staff. And here we are, 5-4, going into a showdown game where you have the opportunity with a victory to secure the number 4 spot in this conference outright and host a playoff game. So what kind of things, how do you approach that with your kids this week?
Well, I told him, I said, you got to approach it like a playoff game because there's a lot on the line. I mean, controlling, you know, whether or not you're number 4 or 5, that's a home game or not a home game. You're controlling whether or not you play 2 games in the East or 1 game in the East. You know, it's your road to the semis, and a lot of it's going to dictate what we do tonight. You know, obviously we don't go home, but our lifeline and our longevity and our future relies on what we do this Friday night. So it's like a playoff game to us. We need to get out there and perform at a high level and make some good things happen for us, you know, control our own destiny a little bit.
What's the key to the ball game? I'm not trying to jinx anything, but you've done a real good job taking care of the football lately, been forcing some turnovers, fumbles, and interceptions. You're going to need to do that again, aren't you?
Yeah, turnover battle is always the biggest stat in the book at the end of the night. You win that one, you've won a lot of battles. If you can just win that turnover battle, it tells a lot about the evening. We need to take care of the football. Offensive and defensive line play, it's going to be a really physical contest. It's not going to be finessed out of these guys. They're going to run the ball at us. We got to stop it. And then again, we're going to have to punch them in the mouth on the other side of the ball. We're going to have to be able to run football as well.
Week 10 of the season, I know that injuries and stuff like that, a lot of teams are beat up. How's your health of your ball club right now?
You know, we're a little beat up. I think Elijah Lag's going to be out tonight. Moses Adams is going to be out tonight. Anthony Mojica's going to be out tonight. You know, we've got some guys that are beat up, but we don't have any excuses. We're going to go next man up, and we're going to play. We're going to put our butt off.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight, and we will see you at the stadium. Best of luck to the Bombers and to everyone on the trip. Go Bombers!
Thank you, Sonny.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.